Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you still mark the anniversary? Is she on your mind today, 30 years later, which is a long time?
Well, she's on my mind every day. And the thing is that I've come to terms with the fact that she's gone, obviously. But the fact that it's been 30 years is shocking. Where did 30 years go? And, of course, Gilda is with me every day between Gilda's club and just everything, things we're involved in that I'm still involved with. She's there. She's everywhere. It's and then, of course, with the movie Love, Gilda that just came out within the last year, that was another thing that brought Gilda to the public's attention. And people haven't forgotten her. There were so many people that were in love with her, and they're still in love with her. And all this day does is remind us how much we miss her and how wonderful she was.
She had a real vulnerability to her, I thought, that comes across in some of the tapes or some interviews. But, I mean, she couldn't have been, because that was a tough environment, right, SNL back then for women.
It was, but she powered through. She had... she had Jane and Lorraine with her, so she wasn't alone. And she was dedicated to what she was doing. She loved what she was doing. She loved making people laugh. She loved making people smile. And she got great pleasure out of that and great satisfaction. And for her, there were, you know, ups and downs, but it was really good. I mean, and she became so quickly America's sweetheart. Went from nothing to being somebody. She couldn't walk down the street without people, you know, smiling and waving and being excited to see her. So it was an exciting time. And she was one of the people that turned Saturday Night Live into an institution. If those 5 years that she was on from 1975 to 1980 hadn't worked, we wouldn't have SNL 44 years later. So she really has... a place in that kind of legacy. And then Gilda's Club, the cancer support community where for men, women, teens, and children, where everything is free, social and emotional support for anybody impacted by cancer. It's a wonderful legacy. And we have a wonderful Gilda's Club here in Royal Oak in the Detroit area. And it's a wonderful organization, and everything is free, and therefore it's worth supporting because it's free, because the community supports it and donates to it. So you never know when you or someone you love is going to need that kind of support. So supporting Gilda's Club is something nice to do for Gilda besides for your community.
Right. Do you still live locally?
I live in Southfield.
Oh. So favorite characters, you know, I'm sitting here thinking of Patti Smith. Every time I see that, I laugh. I just
yes.
love that.
You know, all her characters are just so wonderful.
In fact, Patti Smith showed up at U2. I went to see that concert last year at Ford Field, I always think of Gilda's impersonation.
Okay, are we still recording or not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I was going to talk about something slightly different.
Okay.
You're going to cut this out anyway.
Yeah, sure.
It's very disconcerting. As I'm talking to you, I'm hearing the feedback in the background.
I am so sorry. I don't know why that's happening.
So I'm talking, and I'm hearing a half second later my voice in the background.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm just telling you in case that's...
Someone told me that last week, and I guess it hasn't been fixed. I'm not sure what the reason is. I can turn you... Does this help at all if I turn you down?
Well, I mean, as long as I'm functioning okay, I'm just saying it's not helpful.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you think of the new SNL, by the way? It's so much more inclusive now, right? They have so many more women.
I, you know, I've watched it for all of the 44 years, and you know, some years it's okay, and some years it's great. I think recently it's been really doing well. I get, I enjoy it a lot, and so I'm happy watching it, and I think a lot of it. Politically, I agree with it, so I have no problem with that. And I think it's quite funny, and I think they're doing a good job.
Was there a lot of jealousy, by the way, that she made it so big there? And I've heard a lot about, especially Chevy Chase and some of the people around the show back in the day.
You mean jealousy on the set there?
When she made it big, and you know, you were saying she was stopped on the street.
I don't think so. I'm not aware of it. I mean, Gilda was, she was nice to everybody. She was lovable. She wasn't somebody that people would get mad at. I think they appreciated her talent, and they appreciated her being a nice person. I'll tell you a quick story. I was in that studio, this is maybe even 15 years ago, on something else, and people came over when they found out I was Gilda's brother, sought me out. I'm talking about people, the crew people from behind the camera and the other people that work there. They came over to me to tell me specifically how much they loved Gilda and how nice she had been and how much they missed her. Now, these were people who didn't have to walk across the room and seek me out. They felt so strongly about how much they loved Gilda and how much they missed her that they, you know, they found me to tell me nice things.
That's incredible. Plus the fact that they're still working there is incredible, right?
Yes.
So how will you spend today?
How will I spend today? I will, it's just a normal day. As I say, Gilda is with me every day. So this day, yes, it's been 30 years and this is the day, but it's another day. And I'll think about her today as, you know, I think about her every day.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's just, I want people to support Gilda's Club because that's important.
Yeah, you guys are doing a lot of great work. I just talked to the director there, and you know, she was saying about how much they really concentrate on emotional support, which is fantastic.
Social and emotional support, it makes a big difference. And the important thing is, you know, there's so many drains on a family dealing with cancer. Gilda's Club is there for anybody impacted by cancer, their family, their friends, and it's totally free. And as I say when I speak, free is very expensive, so it's important for the community to support it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.